Well, spring is here and the spring events are getting underway as well. And we're maybe a little ahead of the game here, but we're here to talk about a concert happening on June 1st. And I have two guests here to talk about it. Director Joel Snyder and composer and performer Jane Kozhevnikova. And welcome to both of you. And would you please grab those microphones with all your muscles and pull them straight towards your faces. That's one thing I neglected to do. Wonderful. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Joel. Joel, tell us about the event. It's happening on June 1st.
Yes, it is at First Congregational Church here in Kalamazoo at 7 o'clock on June 1st, and it's my ensemble cello, Bries. We will be performing works by Holst, Vaughan Williams, and a lot of different composers, living and deceased.
Yes, we talked, I think it was last December, mm-hmm. About the seasonal concert you presented. And at that time, you told us a little bit about why and how you founded the group. It's a fairly young ensemble, mm-hmm. Sort of a chamber choir.
Right.
With selected singers. Is it mostly one on a part?
Yes. Yeah, it's all one on a part. I have nine of us now, partially so I can step out sometimes and conduct, and then sometimes so I can step in and be an extra force in there. So it'll be a good concert. The title is called Remember Me, Songs of Hope, Love, and Longing from America and the British Isles.
Well, I know, Jane, that you have been studying at Western Michigan University.
Yes.
How far along in your studies are you?
Well, I'm very close to my graduation. It will happen at the end of June. And then I'm planning to do another degree starting in fall.
Fantastic. Which degree will it be? Will you be receiving in June?
So I will receive my composition degree in June and then will start a performance degree in fall.
Was that an undergraduate composition degree or a master's?
It's a master's.
A master's.
Both, yeah.
Okay. Jane, where did you come from originally?
I came from Russia, a city called Yekaterinburg, like the city of Catherine, Catherine the Great.
Catherineburg.
Yeah.
And you grew up there, high school, early
yes,
college?
Yes, I spent my, 29 years there, yeah.
Oh. Did you come from a musical family?
No, not at all. All of my family was engineers, and I'm the first one, a musician.
When I meet Russian artists, I often assume they're classically trained, powerhouse players, you know. Just a couple weeks ago, Kirill Gerstein was here, and he grew up in Russia and received training there before coming to the United States as a young man. But you have a different component to your musicality. You're an improviser and a jazz player.
Yeah, true. Though I started as a classical pianist and got a classical education there.
So why didn't you follow classical all the way?
I just met a right professor who was both classically and jazzy trained. And I fell in love with jazz and decided that I should work on that more. And because the United States is the land of jazz, so I decided I should go there and get education here.
One of Jane's pieces will be a world premiere on June 1st with Cello Bries performing it. Joel, how did you learn about Jane as a player or as a composer?
You know, I was trying to think of when I first met Jane. I think actually we became friends on Facebook first,
true,
if I remember correctly. And then every so often I would run into you and we'd talk. The last time I talked with her was at a jazz thing over at
O'Duffy's
Pub here in Kalamazoo. And I was speaking with her afterwards and she mentioned she had a piece that she would like to get performed. And I thought, sounds great. Let's do it.
So she sent you the manuscript, probably emailed it.
Right, yep.
You printed it out and looked how it looked on the page. What were your initial thoughts?
Well, the first thing I was looking for was, will it fit the voices? You know, a lot of composers for singers don't always know how to write things in the right range for the different parts. But that looked fine. And after a while, you kind of sing through it in your brain.
Yeah.
And it looked good. I thought, well, this works.
So you wrote back and said, this looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's try this. Well, Jane, so I assumed that you met Joel and said, let me write a piece for you, but you had written this for other reasons?
Well, originally I found this poem in the call for works, you know, when there is a call with suggested poems. So I never actually wrote anything for a big choir or like an ensemble or
voices.
Choir. Yeah, for voices. So that was my first try. I mean, I wrote some songs, but mostly for individual voices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So here you are putting multiple voices together.
Yeah.
And you had a poem to work with.
Yeah. So I immediately fell in love with Rossetti's poem, though I didn't know a lot of her poetry before.
I don't know a lot of Christina Rossetti poetry, but she is a famous poet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's her setting that Gustav Holst used, is Snow on Snow on Snow.
Yes, in The Bleak Midwinter.
Thank you.
Right, yep.
Yes, so that's my main Rossetti reference.
And that's her most famous one, I think.
Okay.
Because it gets performed every Christmas.
This piece is called Remember.
Yes.
And I'm guessing that's kind of the topic. What is she remembering?
Well, my thought is that she's asking not to grieve her, like, going away or passing away. We don't actually know. And then I think that's a beautiful thought, because when we lose any person, the first thing, we are starting to grieve this person. But I think the main thought she's giving to us is that it's better to forget and smile than to remember and be sad.
Really?
So, yeah.
Is that your interpretation too, Joel?
Yeah. Yeah, I looking through the poem, you know, I think it does have a lot to do with remembering as someone who's passed away. And the person who's passing away is leaving this poem, saying this message to remember them, and don't, you know, you can grieve. Grieving is part of that process. But, yeah, don't be too sad about it, you know. I mean, remember and smile and enjoy that person's memory.
Did you use a minor key?
Well, there is a part in the middle in the minor key, but the first part and the ending is totally in major key.
No.
And yeah, I just immediately just following the lyrics.
Will you be part of this performance, Jane, since you are a pianist?
Yeah, I will accompany this piece, Remember Me, and I also will play some just solo works in the middle of some songs.
This is a concert by Celebrise. It's a chamber choir led by Joel Snyder, founded by Joel as a way to explore works for smaller groups of voices, one on a part, sometimes very difficult repertoire. This concert is at 7 p.m. Admission will be at the door, and details on prices and things like that are posted on Facebook. You'll find them there. How do you spell Celebrise?
C-E-L-E-B-R-I-S.
C-E-L-E-B-R-I-S.
It's Latin, so it has to be that ch sound at the beginning. If you're going to do Italian Latin, you know.
Although I hear if you go to the British Isles, if you go to the UK, you get a different Latin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's partly where you'll be during this concert.
Right.
You've got your Raphon Williams, you've got your Holst. Perhaps we could actually hear a selection by, since we can't hear Jane's piece, it's a world
right.
premiere.
Yep.
We could hear a selection from another part of the program. What would you like to listen to here?
Yeah, the first song is called The Turtle Dove. It's going to be premiered by a British ensemble called Tenebrae, net directed by Nigel Short. And it's just a folk song arranged by Ray Fawn Williams, who I've always loved. It's very melancholy. It deals with remembering when someone's gone. He tells his love to farewell, farewell to his love. And, it's a good one.
Let's have a listen, and we'll be back with Joel Snyder and Jane Kozhevnikova. I'm so sorry, Joel. I just inadvertently stopped the music. It was gorgeous. You have very good taste in choral pieces, may I say, and look forward to hearing Jill Empress on the 1st of June. That's a Saturday, by the way,
right,
with a concert beginning at 7 p.m. at First Congregational Church. There will be admission at the door. It's not too much. You can find out how the price and things like that online on Facebook. Look for Celebris Ensemble, Celebris. The Turtle Dove was the name of the piece we just listened to. You said that's how the program will begin. Have you brought a theme into this program?
Yeah, so I always like to look for universals. So with this one, I'm looking at, you know, songs of hope, love, and longing, but specifically from the British Isles and from America, and the interplay between that. So a lot of the composers set texts from America or England, and their composers from America or England. So sometimes you'll have an American composer that sets a British text, or a British composer that sets an American text, and some of them are simply folk songs.
And how did you spark your interest in that kind of music? Did you have experience singing it as a bass baritone yourself? Or?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I love folk music from America and the British Isles. So I've been singing it pretty much my entire life. And for that reason, I think Vaughan Williams has always been a favorite composer of mine.
He was one of those composers who dearly loved folk music himself, of mm-hmm. course. I've heard the stories of him traipsing about the countryside right. with his cylinder recording equipment. That must have been pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just him. It was he and Percy Grainger, and yeah. I don't know if Holst was into that. But
He arranged the songs. He didn't go out and collect them. He wasn't really the outgoing type.
Right, right. How does the program continue?
The next piece is by Gustav Holst, and it's called My Sweetheart's Like Venus. It's a Welsh folk song.
Very nice. Collected in Wales, I assume, a Welsh folk song. When you have a chamber choir of 9 singers, mm-hmm. Do you take their suggestions as well, or do you wear that music director hat fully?
Yeah, I've been wearing that music director hat. Mostly what I do is I get the singers that are available for the concert and then send out the repertoire, and they learn it on their own, and then they show up to rehearsal, and we sing.
Oh, very good. How long is your rehearsal period?
Not very long. I have 3 rehearsals and then the concert.
So your performers are all quite experienced mm-hmm. in that case, yeah. Who are some of them that we might know?
Several are returning that we've had before. We've got Bree Rigozzi, who was in here with me interviewing last Christmas. Melanie Walker, who's finishing up her degree at Peabody. Isaac James, Mark Wells.
Put you right on the spot.
Who is...
He's a legend yes. from Battle Creek.
Yeah, the Battle Creek Master Singers Director. Yeah. Very, very smart man, very talented performer.
Yeah, yeah. So people you're excited to work with.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, Joel, what besides leading this chamber choir, what are some of your other activities musically around West Michigan?
Yeah, so I perform with other ensembles. I do perform with the Battle Creek Master Singers. I performed with a group called Sounding Light. It's a professional choir over in Detroit area. I direct several homeschool choirs mm-hmm. here in the area. I will be directing the Homeschool Performing Arts Summer Camp next month. So I'm keeping quite busy with different gigs.
And putting your degree in vocal performance and directing,
yes.
choir directing to work.
Yes.
You worked with Dr. Kimberly Dunn Adams at mm-hmm. Western Michigan University for a couple of years. You stay in touch?
Yeah, we try to touch base every so often. She's a wonderful person.
A dynamo.
Yes, yeah. Lots of energy.
Well, I'm with Joel Snyder, the director of Celebrise, and they'll be performing June 1st at 7 p.m. at First Congregational Church. One of the highlights will be Remember Me, a new piece by Jane Kozhevnikova, who is a student at Western Michigan University about to wrap up her master's degree in composition. Jane, you said you were continuing. Will this be a different focus? What will you be aiming for in terms of study?
Well, it's still be focused in jazz music, so it will be jazz performance degree. Though the previous degree that I am finishing now, it also was focused in jazz, but since Western doesn't have jazz composition as a field mm-hmm. of study, I had to be sort of in between of two faculties, and I worked with composition faculty at Western and with jazz studies with Professor Matthew Fries, mm-hmm. who is a great pianist. Mm-hmm. And that's why I decided that I want to continue to working with him.
He is a very active composer.
Yeah, he's a great composer.
He writes a lot.
Yeah, true.
And has tons of experience. So, yeah, I can see why staying here another couple of years it'll fly by. No
yeah,
doubt.
True.
Well, let's dip back into the program and listen to this lovely short piece by Gustav Holst. Again, I know I remember it had Venus in the title, but it's not from the planets.
Right.
Could you tell us again?
Yeah, My Sweetheart's Like Venus.
Very nice. Okay, let's give it a listen. And I promised not to stop it in mid-flow this time. Beautiful piece by Gustav Holst. And we're talking with Celebris director Joel Snyder and composer Jane Kozhevnikova. And the concert is June 1st. This program brings together folk music from the British Isles mm-hmm. and the United States, right. North America. There's so much to draw from
right.
in this area. It's been inspiring composers for hundreds of years. Do you have any favorite collections? What, you know, when you're putting this together, did you go out to try to find new things, or were you like, oh, this one, I really like these?
I picked a lot of stuff that I've done before, mm-hmm. Although there were new pieces. Actually, the Turtle Dove I've never sung in a concert. I had started an ensemble when I was a master's student at Eastern Michigan, but we never got around to actually performing this piece. And so it's always been on my bucket list to get done. And that's why I chose that one. And it's not just folk songs. I'm doing some pop songs. I'm doing And So It Goes by Billy Joel from the Kingsingers, their song there. Actually, another one by a former Kingsinger is called It's an Arrangement of Fix You by Coldplay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's modern folk.
Right, yeah,
you know,
yeah, exactly.
It's considered, you know, if it's popular, it can be considered folk too, in a way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And then I'm doing a piece by William Billings, who is one of America's first composers, called his Easter Anthem. And that should be a good one too.
He was Revolutionary War mm-hmm. era.
I'm very passionate about being in the Revolutionary War. I almost did his Lamentation over Boston, which is over the fall of Boston. Yeah, it's very, very dramatic, very sad, but I thought, well, I need something a little bit faster paced, so we'll go with something happier.
Still, keep it on that list.
Yeah.
Possible performance.
It's a beautiful piece.
So why is William Billings' music still performed so often today?
I don't think it is, actually.
You think it could stand some more mm-hmm. Sunshine?
Right, yeah. He was forgotten because by the end of the 1700s, everybody in America was trying to adopt the European styles. And you had Lowell Mason trying to bring in a lot more European influence, and William Billings didn't fit the bill. He his stuff was very self-taught. He didn't do things that were considered good voice leading, like parallel fifths, parallel octaves, things you just don't do.
You're supposed to stay away from.
Yeah, exactly. They teach you that in music school. And so it's a very distinctive sound. It was kept alive in the Sacred Harp tradition.
Maybe that's why it rings a bell, because it's still used in part singing books a lot.
Yep.
Yeah. This is a very varied program for, you know, sticking to folk influences and the British Isles and the United States, early America. The concert is June 1st, again, on Saturday at First Congregational Church. So we're talking a little ahead. I usually would have had you on just the week of. So those of you with your calendars out, you can make a note of June 1st. So back to Billy Joel.
Yeah.
This is an interesting choice to me. This song, And So It Goes, I assume was out there on the radio as a pop hit at some point. Then, probably 5 years ago at this point, six, Jeremy Siskin joined the faculty at Western and gave me his albums. And there was this interesting arrangement of And So It Goes on the end of one of his albums. Then I'm listening to performance today, and suddenly there's this a cappella version of the song. It's why has it taken the classical world? Why has it enchanted this other world so much?
It is easy to set musically with interesting harmonies and things. Some pop music is very difficult in that respect, but this particular song is it's got a good sturdy melody to it, and it you can create a lot of different harmonies with the melody itself. In this particular case, the Kingsingers set this long time ago, and in fact, I grew up listening to it
it's kind of their classic now.
Used it as what did they call it? One of the Kingsingers called it a lollipop, I want to say. Yeah, so they do their serious stuff, and then they'll do, you know, a set of fun pieces.
A pop arrangement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things that people will recognize more so than the Renaissance music that they're known for.
Sure. Is there something about the lyrics in this case? And So It Goes. What is the sentiment in this song?
It's in some ways very melancholy. I imagine a person who they've had heartbreak in their life. They've loved and they've lost, and they're afraid to love again. And that's why he talks about in the very beginning of the song that in every heart there's a room, a sanctuary, safe and strong. And so we hold on to that sanctuary, and we don't want to let anybody in. And so the song is about letting somebody else in and being vulnerable again.
I'm with Joel Snyder, the director of Chalabrice, and they're performing on June 1st. This is one of the selections. Let's take a break and hear the Kingsingers with Billy Joel's And So It Goes.
In every heart there is a room, a sanctuary safe and strong. To heal the wounds from lovers past, until a new one comes along. I spoke to you in cautious tones. And you can have this heart to break. So it goes, and so it goes, and you're the only one who knows.
The Kingsingers and the Billy Joel song, And So It Goes. And I can see, Joel, I can see why you'd kind of keep coming back to that over and over. Mm-hmm. Just a lovely a setting, an arrangement. Who was the arranger, by the way?
That was Bob Chilcott. He's one of the Kingslingers. I want to say one of the original ones.
So he knew what the voices could do mm-hmm. when he put it together. Your ensemble, Celebrise, will be performing that and other works on June 1st. 7 o'clock is the start time for this concert at First Congregational Church. And it's a cash admission at the door. Details on Facebook. And Celebrise is spelled C-E-L-E-B-R-I-S. Another highlight of this program is the world premiere of Remember Me, which is written by Western Michigan University master's degree student, nearly a graduate, Jane Kuzhevnikova, who has been part of the jazz music scene as well, and will be performing with the choir on Saturday, June 1st. Will you do any other performing on the concert on June 1st?
Well, I will play several solo pieces. One is by Michel Petrucciani, who is originally from France, but he spent more than half of his life in America, so it's kind of American part of the concert.
Mm-hmm. They'll take it.
Yeah. Also, I will do the arrangement of Amazing Grace. Originally, the ensemble was going to play it, but they decided not to this time, so that's why I decided to grab it and play my arrangement of that.
And I think that song works perfectly because you have a player from a different country coming in to perform an American tune setting of an English text. So gets all of it in there.
Absolutely. True. The immigrant experience.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Adopting the ways of the new country and mm-hmm. all of that. We've been going in concert order, more or less, right?
More or less, yeah.
Okay. So the Billy Joel, does that happen at the midpoint, roughly?
Yes. Yeah. So we're doing the English folk song set at the beginning with the Holst and the Vaughan Williams, and then we're doing kind of our Kingslinger set with arrangements of Fix You and So It Goes. And then we go into our midsection where we'll hear some more songs by Jane, and then we'll do her arrangement after that.
I wonder if you could explain how the approach you took to writing this, and what does your music sound like to you, to us? Do you use a lot of complicated jazz harmonies, or do you use a mixture of simple and complicated?
Well, I'm not very technical person, and I never used too much of techniques, so I try to follow my emotional side, and yeah, even writing this poem for Rossetti, music for Rossetti's poem, I just followed the lyrics, and I didn't necessarily know from the beginning where it goes. So, yeah.
Well, that sounds, I don't know, organic.
Kind yes. of. Yeah.
Like you let it flow.
Yeah.
And then when you were done, did you think you had something good, or did you start again from the top?
Well, yeah, sometimes I have to come back and just with very, you know, clear mind to think critically about the music I wrote, but most of the times I just let it go, and yeah, I think improvisation helps me in composing. Mm-hmm.
Do you record yourself? I mean, how do you keep track of what your ideas are?
Yeah, most of the times I'm recording me on the piano, and I actually sent Joel my recording of the accompaniment.
Is that right? Just back and forth music files.
Yeah.
Yeah, technology makes things so much easier now.
Well, back in William Billings' day, he had to use paper and mm-hmm. quill pen, I assume.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that. And even his notation wasn't necessarily what we recognize today.
Right. Shape note, singing was in vogue at the time. That's what we used in the colonies. And that's what they still used out in the Appalachian country, where they kept the shape note singing tradition alive.
So people read it today, mm-hmm. as a matter of course. Let's get back to William Billings and listen to this Easter anthem that you've chosen for the concert, again, which is June 1st at the First Congregational Church. And I'm with Jane Kozhevnikova and Joel Snyder, the director of Celebris.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Now how is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept? Now is Christ risen from the dead and become. Then first humanity triumphant past the crystal ports of light and sees eternal youth. Thine's all the glory, man's the boundless bliss. Thine's all the glory, man's the boundless bliss.
And that's music of William Billings with that big open harmonies and joyous mm-hmm. sound. He was a primarily religious composer Joel, you said that shape note singers still use his pieces. And is that related to Quaker? Or is that maybe that's not the right name for the religion? I don't know.
It's just an early American sound. It's how they were writing before, Lowell Mason brought in all of the European techniques of composition.
Oh, so any congregation could have had Billings in their mm-hmm. hymnals.
Yeah, and he was a music teacher, so he would travel around teaching, using his compositions and other people's work as well.
You know a lot about William Billings.
I like him.
Great. Joel is the music director of Celebris, which is performing on June 1st. It's a 9-member chamber choir, one person to a part. And, during the music, I was commenting that your singers must enjoy, having to really change gears from piece to piece, this being totally different from the mm-hmm. Billy Joel
right.
that we just heard.
Well, and I'm a firm believer that singers, professional singers these days, need to be varied in their songs and their singing styles. So this is good experience for them.
Having the chops to change mm-hmm. gears a lot. And then, you bring in Jane, who has an ear for jazz. Are there jazz elements at all in your choral piece?
Well, there are some jazz harmonies, mm-hmm. as Joel noticed.
Yep.
But I didn't aim to write directly like in jazz style or in classical style. So again, I just followed the lyrics and tried to make my best just to shape the lyrics.
I would say I was thinking about what it sounds like to me, and it sounds to me like jazz meets Mendelssohn.
Oh.
that's what it sounds to me anyway.
We are probably halfway through this program at this point, maybe a little beyond. What are some other highlights from here on out you can tell us about, Joel?
We'll be doing some more folk music, doing an arrangement of Will the Circle Be Unbroken by J. David Moore. We're doing a piece from the 1300s, no, 1400s, excuse me, by Bachois, which is fun to say. I kind of shoehorned him into this concert because even though he's not technically British, he's Belgian, Low Countries area, but he, at least as far as I know, he worked for the Earl of Suffolk. So I said, I'm just going to include him in there. And I actually juxtaposed his work to the Billings to hear early music from the British Isles to early music of America.
Huh. How long do you expect this program to be?
It shouldn't take more than an hour. I would say 50 minutes to an hour.
That's right. Okay. And it begins at 7 o'clock on June 1st at First Congregational Church with a world premiere from Jane Kozhevnikova on the program. Will the Circle Be Unbroken? A famous folk song there. Can you tell us about the arrangement you chose?
It's very Southern gospel styled, and he actually uses a couple different styles. You got the ladies trio style and then the quartet style. And so the first part is more of a ladies trio sort of stylings, and then when it gets into the main song, it goes into the quartet.
So there's different groupings of singers in this arrangement. I hope I found something similar. What seems to have popped up here is the Texas All-State Women's Choir.
So, that'll work.
Thank you.
I have.
It'll be all women's voices, but on the June 1st, you'll have a full range.
Right.
But here's that familiar folk song, and we'll be back with Joel and Jane. There's a college choir with Will the Circle Be Unbroken? And if you just tuned in during the music, I'm covering a wide range of music with Joel Snyder of Celebris, who has put together a chamber choir concert for June 1st. And we're here at the end of the hour with Joel, as well as composer and pianist Jane Kozhevnikova. And Jane, you're about to earn your degree, your master's degree in June, and then you'll be with us for another couple of years.
Yes, that's so true.
Where else can we see you perform on a semi-regular basis? Where are some of the places in public where you tend to play out?
Well, I enjoy playing at the Union downtown, mm-hmm. So I will have a concert there also June 6th.
Okay, so you're set for June 6th. That's a Thursday night?
Yeah, that's okay. The regular jazz nights.
Okay, and do you appear on that series fairly often?
Well, not quite often, but Wesson has a good relationship with the Union, and we have played there with our combo several times.
Do you post about upcoming appearances on social media?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Where can we follow you then?
Well, Facebook, Jane Kozhevnikova.
And how do you spell your last name?
Don't even ask me to spell. It's too complicated. It's Kozhevnikova.
Great.
I learned that in 2 years. Because in Russia, we don't spell the names. We use the syllables when we want to say something, like to write
it's
down.
Not quite the same as here, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, great. Kozhevnikova. And Joel, we can follow you too?
Yes. Yeah. On Facebook, we have a Facebook page for the Celebris Ensemble. I also have an Instagram account called Joel_creative. And that's just me doing all the weird, crazy, creative stuff that I do, which is, I mean, I'm writing, I'm singing, I'm conducting, I'm whatever I'm doing at the time.
Instagram, Joel Creative. Okay. Any other things we can pass along to our listeners to preview the June 1st concert?
Come. It's going to be a great time. Some beautiful music. Something for everyone.
Great. And why don't we finish up with some gospel music?
Yeah, sounds good.
Tell us about this piece.
This is an African-American spiritual arranged by Harry Burley, who was one of the original arrangers of spirituals. He actually studied with Dvorak back in the 1890s. And so his music has a very romantic sound to it.
Well, Joel, thank you for coming in, and Jane as well. And have a wonderful concert on June 1st.
Thank you.
Thank you.